Chapter 27. Susan.
David?
Hey, Mom. What's happening, Mama mine?
You sound odd.
I do? No. Just me. Same old Dave. Little Davy.
Am I interrupting?
No. I have a friend over, but, you know, hey, that's cool.
I'll call back later.
No, no. What's going on?
Oh, well, it's your father. You still there?
Yep, still here.
What's so funny?
Nothing's funny, Mom. Seriously. What's up with Dad?
Really, I can call back.
Mom!
I was just calling to see how May was.
Huh? I thought you said it was about Dad.
Well, mostly I called to see if May was okay.
Oh, yeah, she's cool.
She's cool? David, I'm talking about the bump on her head.
Oh, that.
What is so funny?
I don't know, Mom. It's just, man, did she go down?
David. It's not funny. I'm really worried about her.
Then why are you laughing?
I'm not laughing.
Mom, I heard a laugh.
What is wrong with you?
It's okay, Mom. Really.
David, if you can't stop laughing, I'm calling back some other time.
Okay. Wait. Okay. There. Serious. No more laughing. May's fine. I'll tell her you were concerned. It's really just a bump on the noggin. God, that's a funny word, noggin.
Okay.
No laughing.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk.
It's the middle of the afternoon.
Mom, I'm not drunk. What's up with Dad?
Oh, he's just being himself. Very distant. You know how he is. Drinks too much. Hostile. Yesterday morning, I caught him behind the couch. Well,
caught him behind the couch?
He meditates. He was meditating, I think.
Man, he's really into that shit stuff. Sorry.
He is. And he makes me feel like an idiot just about every day because I think it makes him feel better about himself if he thinks I'm an idiot. You know what I mean?
You're not an idiot, Mom.
Thank you, David. I know I'm not an idiot. He just makes me feel like one.
You're not an idiot, Mom.
You just said that. Thank you. Why are you...
Sorry. No laughing.
Anyway, he spends most of every day with that Bethany Cohn friend of his.
Whoa, now she's...
She's what?
Nothing.
She's what, David? Beautiful? Sexy?
She's really into Mike O'Donnell.
She is?
Yeah, big time.
Why?
I don't know. Went out with him once, though.
Out with him how? Like, on a date out with him?
Yeah, kind of.
I find that a little hard to believe.
Well, she said she had a drink with him, so... Just a sec, Mom. Over there. Above the sink. Third cabin. No. You are hopeless. Here, I'll get them. Talk to my mom. But no laughing. Seriously. No. Cece? See? Look at me. No laughing.
David, this is silly. I'll just call you back when... Mrs. Johns? Hello?
Hi, I'm Cece Lewis.
Oh, hello. I really didn't mean I'm a friend of David. Oh, Cece, did you say?
Caitlin, if you like. He swears he has corn chips. I don't believe him.
I think I called at a bad time.
No, no, no. Not a bad time at all. We were just, sitting here. Getting hungry. Oh, sorry. No laughing.
Are you and David old friends?
4 days, going on 5.
Oh.
But we both went to Tulane about 1 million years ago. Damn if he didn't find a bag of chips.
I looked there. I did. I looked right in that very spot.
Be nice, DJ, or you don't get any more.
Any more what? Hello?
What? Oh, nothing. I was just teasing him. Your son is far too serious.
Not today.
Mom?
Hello, David. I'm going to hang up now.
Oh. Okay.
You're obviously busy.
Well, no, not really.
I just have one thing to tell you.
Okay.
I'm going away.
Going away? Are you sick? Away like heaven or away like prison?
You need to let me finish.
Sorry.
I'm going up to Peebles for a week to an anti-war workshop retreat with Gail.
Who?
Stop crunching in my ear, please.
Sorry. Who?
Gail. I introduced you at Tilly's party. Short hair, nice smile. David?
Tattoo.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm with you now. An anti-war rally? In Peebles?
No, an anti-war workshop in Peebles.
Ah, you're organizing.
We're organizing.
Really? You're going to protest? Like, with the signs and the marching and the chanting kind of protest? With the water cannons And the lunging dogs and...
I'm going to a retreat, David.
Yeah, but then what? I mean, you're organizing, right?
I don't know what's next. Maybe nothing. For now, it's a retreat and that's it. It's over in Peebles. It's like a spa. Hot tubs and mud baths and walking trails in the woods.
Yeah, I know.
So, what's the problem, David? Stop eating in my ear, please.
Sorry. There's no problem. It's just...
What?
I didn't think you were that interested in... being that, I don't know, politically active. You know, involved at the protest level.
I went to college in the 60s.
Well, okay, true. But it's not like you were a sign-waving radical or anything.
I waved lots and lots of signs. I marched. I hand-billed. I organized sit-ins.
Really?
Really.
You chanted bad rhymes at the establishment?
Yes.
How is it I never knew this?
Ancient history, I guess. Another life before you even existed.
I'm supposed to know history. Your history doesn't go back any further than school teacher.
Well, I wasn't born a school teacher.
So, you're going back?
Back?
To your roots of protest and dissension and sowing unrest.
I'm going to a spa in Peebles with Gail.
Have you ever thrown a Molotov cocktail at the pigs?
No. David, if you put one more chip in your mouth.
Sorry.
I'll be gone a week starting the 13th or 14th. I'm not exactly sure when we leave. I'm telling you because I would like you to check in on your father and Ben while I'm gone.
Why?
Just because.
Because why? I mean, what's to check on?
Because your father drinks too much, David. You don't live here. I do. You don't see him pass out in the evenings. I do. You don't have to deal with being put down and ignored and treated like an idiot. I do. I don't think your father is a stable person a lot of the time. And your brother needs someone responsible to look after him.
Dad's responsible? I mean, isn't he?
Frankly, no. Not all the time. Your father does whatever he damn well pleases, responsible or not. I am the one who holds this entire place together. This entire marriage. Your brother. I do all of that.
Okay.
Myself.
Okay, so Dad's fine with you going away?
Your father's not fine with anything, but I'm going anyway.
I sense guilt feelings.
I'll be gone a week, David. I should think he'll manage just fine for a week.
Yeah, I guess. It's just that you're asking me to check on him. So,
Is there a problem, David? Is there some reason you can't look in on your father and your brother just to make sure everything is okay?
What wouldn't be okay?
I don't know. That is why I am asking you.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Mom. So, you want me to actually go over there in person and... what? Look around, I guess. See if I can smell his breath.
David.
Pay the hookers and send them away.
David.
Make sure Ben is not rooting through the trash for dinner.
Why do you have to be this way?
What way? I just think you're overreacting. They'll be fine. I'll give them a call a couple of times to see if they need anything. I'll make him put Ben on the phone so I know he's still alive.
David, I can call on the phone as well as you can.
One more. One more.
One more what?
Sorry, I was talking to Cece.
I'm asking you to just go over and check in on them and see.
Okay, okay. I'll go over.
Thank you. It won't take long. Every other day should be fine.
Every other day?
Evenings. It won't interrupt your work. What time do you leave the school? David!
I can't believe you were a radical hippie.
I was a concerned citizen.
What happened?
What do you mean?
Between then and now.
I'm still a concerned citizen. I got married. I started and ended a teaching career. I raised 3 kids.
I guess there was the Finger Hut campaign, wasn't there?
Yes, there was the Finger Hut campaign.
I thought you were just...
what?
I don't know. Dabbling? Dad said you were just bored, helping out a friend.
All true. I didn't do much. Stuffed a lot of envelopes. Made a lot of buttons.
Made a good speech.
I'm not a good speaker. Your father is the good speaker. It's a skill.
Did you make speeches at Kent State?
A few.
Do you know the words to Kumbaya?
Yes.
Did you smoke reefer? Mom?
David! Honestly.
Well, I'm just asking.
Why? Do you smoke reefer? David?